Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
In today's episode, we decided to kick off season 5 by doing a little devotion written by Evelyn. If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our first episode of season 5. I just wanted to let y'all know, I know we always do new cover art for new seasons, and we do have new cover art coming out. It's just coming out next week because we do not have it ready to be posted for y'all. So just a little heads up, we're very sorry for that, but without further ado, we're going to jump in with today's devotion.
Okay, Alexa, let's say my parents left for a week, okay, and we're pretending I don't have siblings either, so I'm home alone, okay, unsupervised, and you come into my house in that week that they're gone, so like the last day, but they're not there yet. How can you tell they haven't been there?
The house would probably be really messy.
Yeah, probably. So think about in terms of like a person, okay, how can you tell if God is there or not?
I feel like our lives are messes as it is, but if you're asking for my opinion, you don't handle the mess as well. You know, the mess and the chaos that's around you, it's not something that you can find peace through. It's something that just stresses you out even more, and you yourself can become a mess, not just your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also the life you're living is more chaotic, and like, you get more distracted easily from God and from His Word if you don't have God inside you.
So we can't see Him. We can't know exactly if He's with someone, like if they believe in Him and stuff like that. So how do we know He exists at all? Luke 6:43-45 says, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." So, the good person out of the good treasure in their heart. So if they have God in their heart, you know, good treasure, they produce good. So God in you is good. If you have God in you, your life is clean. It is not a big entire mess. And the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. So, no God, mess. If you do not have God in your heart, you produce evil, I guess. So if God's in you, your house is clean. But if you don't have God, your house is a mess. Your house is in destruction.
Yeah. Because you don't understand God's love for you. So how can you love others the way God calls us to love them if you don't know God? Your life is just a mess because you're living for yourself and not living for the Lord and not living by His Word. And that can get into very sticky situations because you don't understand that you're listening to the devil's voice more than God's, thinking you're doing the right thing, or even thinking you're doing the wrong thing, doing it anyway. And it's not a great place to be in life.
We can't see Him. Like, you know, we can't see God. So, us knowing that He's there is not by seeing Him. When we believe in Him, we see Him in us and in other people. So even if we can't see Him physically, like, see Him and, like, reach out and grab Him, we can still have Him.
Jesus says, somewhere in Matthew, I believe, "Blessed are those who believe, but do not see. Blessed are those who have faith, but do not see." And He's saying this to Doubting Thomas after he asked to see the scars on his hands and the place where he was stabbed in his side, because he doesn't believe that Jesus really rose from the dead. He thinks He's a ghost. So he's like, "I need to see this to believe. If I don't see it, I'm not going to believe in You, Jesus." And He was like, "Blessed are those who believe but do not see." And He was addressing us in that as well, because He knew once He went up to heaven, believing without seeing would pretty much, like, without seeing Jesus, that is literally how we're supposed to believe now. Like, we don't have Jesus physically in front of us yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of her devotion. It was so good. Thank you, Evelyn, for sharing today. We're gonna bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing us to have this podcast and share your word across the world. I pray that you will constantly use us for your glory and your glory alone, that all the glory will go to you. I pray that we will always have you in us, and that we will always accept you into our hearts and into our minds, that we will only think about what is pure and lovely this week, and always, not just this week. I thank you for allowing Evelyn to share what has been written on her heart. I pray that others were blessed by it as well. I thank you for our listeners. I pray they will have great weeks this week that reflect you in every way and everything they do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all for listening today. As we said, new podcast cover for season 5 comes out next Sunday.
So the poll for our podcast cover will be out on our Instagram probably Saturday or Sunday. The link will be in the episode description, but we also said the name of our Instagram at the beginning and the end of this episode.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see y'all next Sunday with our first guest episode of Season 5 and our new Season 5 cover.